This is Enterprise Fit Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Fit Radio here on EPN, your location for health and fitness information for the busy entrepreneur. And as we all know, without good health, you cannot be successful nor productive. Today on the program, we're speaking with Jane Swanwick. He is an Australian-American investor, sleep expert, stop drinking expert, and former SportsCenter anchor on ESPN. He is the founder of Swanwick Sleep, which produces blue light blocking glasses called Swannies, currently used by more than 200,000 professional athletes, business owners, and wellness enthusiasts wanting to reduce eye strain and sleep better. He's also the founder of Alcohol Free Lifestyle, which has now helped more than 100,000 high achievers reduce or stop alcohol. And Mr. Swanwick, thanks for joining us here today on EPN.
Thank you so much for having me, Eric.
Yeah, thanks for joining us and looking forward to hearing from you today in all regards. So for starters, I'd be curious, what does one do when they're getting 8 hours or more of sleep? They still feel tired. What do they do about this? Let's start there.
Yeah, well, most people in the last hour and a half before they go to sleep are staring into a cell phone or watching a screen, or even if they're clever enough to turn off their electronics, they've still got the bedroom light, the kitchen light, the bathroom light, the microwave and refrigerator light. And all of that light at night is compromising our body's ability to produce melatonin, which is what we need to sleep. So in other words, every time you are sitting in artificial light at night or staring into a screen at night, you are setting yourself up for a compromised night of sleep. So we produce these blue light blocking glasses from Swanwick Sleep with the orange lens. The orange color of the lens blocks out the artificial blue light. You're able to continue using your phone, brushing your teeth in the bathroom light, reading a book with the bedside table lamp before sleep. And then you remove the glasses, turn off the light, roll over, and you will sleep considerably and noticeably better.
That's certainly some good news on that front to get things underway here today. Now, how do we wake up productive and energized, even if we didn't get as much sleep as one would like?
Well, the key really is to expose yourself to as much natural sunlight first thing in the morning. And then, like I said, block as much artificial light at night. So our skin actually has receptors in it. And when we intentionally stand in front of the window and let the sun hit our skin, or we go outside without sunglasses first thing in the morning and we let the sun hit our arms or our face or our body, we're telling our body's internal clock, which is called our circadian rhythm, it's daytime, it's wake up time. And so our body will start to flood with daytime hormones. And your body will also make a mental note to start recovering, to start relaxing 16 hours later when it's time to go to sleep. So in actual fact, to feel energized first thing in the morning, go outside, expose yourself to sunlight. That will then help you to fall asleep better. And then when you wake up in the morning, you will noticeably feel more energized, clarity, focus, and a big reduction in irritability, tiredness, fatigue, and fogginess.
Yeah, that certainly is what people are after, to wake up productive and energized, ready to go. Now, what do we do if our minds keep on racing and just will not stop?
Well, if you are wearing a pair of blue light blocking glasses, a lot of that is creates a very calming feeling. So a lot of the racing mind comes from the overstimulation of these LED lights that we have in our home. Plus, of course, we've got daily pressures like financial pressures. We've got kids, we've got wives or husbands, we've got work pressures. And so wearing those glasses will relax your brain from the stimulation from the light. But also having a nightly routine of, say, meditating for just 2 or 3 minutes. I mean, meditating can be quite challenging for most people, but even if you just close your eyes and sit still, and even if you just counted to 200, or you just breathed in for 3 or 4 seconds and held for 10 seconds and then breathed out for 3 or 4 seconds, and you did that for just 2 or 3 minutes, the mind starts to quieten down. I wouldn't say that the mind will switch off, because the mind will always be wanting to, at least, you know, if it's not going to be a racing mind, then maybe we can get it to a walking mind. But being very intentional about just breathing, meditating, blocking the artificial light, which overstimulates us, can really help us to feel calmer and fall asleep a lot easier.
Mr. Swanwick, really do appreciate your visit with us here today and the information shared so far today. We're joined by James Swanwick. He is the founder of Swanwick Sleep, which produces blue light blocking glasses called Swannies, currently used by more than 200,000 professional athletes, business owners, and wellness enthusiasts wanting to reduce eye strain and sleep better here on Enterprise Fit Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, if you would, talk to us about the easy three-step formula guaranteed to have you sleep like a baby for the rest of your life. That certainly sounds like some good details right there.
Well, I've covered a couple of them, but I'll add a third. The first one is, like I said, make sure you get natural sunlight first thing in the morning. It's worth repeating because a lot of people skip this. Most people across the United States and across the world are waking up in the morning and staying indoors, not exposing themselves to light. But if you can do that, that will certainly help. Studies also show that if you can avoid eating or drinking within 3 hours of bedtime, that is going to ensure that you get a great night's sleep. The problem is that when we're sleeping within that three-hour window before, if we're eating within that three-hour window before sleep, then our body is now working to digest the food that we've consumed. That can be food, that can be alcohol. In fact, in relation to alcohol, you'd be better off having a glass of wine for breakfast than you would over dinner, because at least then you'll have a full day for the body to get rid of the toxins from alcohol. So then you could finally relax and go to sleep. The problem is, if we're eating within 3 hours of sleep or we're drinking alcohol, the body is now working to digest the food. The liver is now working to flush out the toxins. And then when we fall asleep, we're not actually going into that deep, restorative, relaxing phase of our sleep. So the three-step formula really would be get natural sunlight first thing in the morning. Don't eat or drink within 3 hours of sleep. And definitely wear a pair of blue light blocking glasses within 90 minutes of going to sleep.
Now, another question for you as well. What is the sleep doctor's secret weapon that will improve one's sleep tonight without having to take pills or spend thousands in medical bills?
Well, here's the thing. When you hire a sleep doctor, you get accountability. The sleep doctors, you're going to pay thousands of dollars. The sleep doctor is going to tell you a lot of the things that I've just shared with you on this call. But what you will do is that you will be held accountable. You'll actually do the very things that the sleep doctor asks you and requests that you do. So the secret weapon is really accountability. Now, not everyone's going to go out there and get a sleep doctor and hire a sleep doctor. But if you can somehow gamify good sleep hygiene by having a little challenge with a family member, it might be a husband or a wife, or it might be your kids, it might be some friends, and saying, right, I'm going to set my alarm that at 7 p.m. every night, my alarm's going to go off and it's going to say, make sure you have your final meal within 30 minutes of now. Because if you're intending to go to sleep at 10:30 and the alarm goes off at 7 and you finish eating by 7:30, then that gives you that 3 hour window for your body to digest the food. So likewise, you might have your kids say, gamify it and set an alarm in your dad. All right, you got to put your blue light blocking glasses on. It's 8 o'clock. There's the alarm. Something like that will gamify, hold you accountable to actually making this a consistent habit. So it's one thing to hear and digest the knowledge of how to sleep better, but it's a very different thing to actually do it consistently over many days, many weeks, many months, many years, and decades. So yes, accountability is the key ingredient there.
Yes, the accountability piece is certainly a great idea right there. Good stuff, good information. As we conclude, any closing thoughts, a final word, or anything else you'd like to share along the lines of our conversation today?
Studies show that people who exercise in the morning tend to sleep better than those who exercise at nighttime. And they think it's because of two reasons. Number one, people who exercise in the morning tend to do it more regularly because life doesn't get in the way. They tend to just do it more consistently. And people who exercise more consistently tend to be healthier overall, which lends itself to a better night's sleep than someone who's unhealthy. The second reason is because we want to have a very cool body temperature when we go to sleep. And if we're exercising too close to bedtime, our core body temperature is rising, and that makes it more challenging to be able to fall asleep and sleep deeply. So final point would be to, if or when you are going to exercise, try to do it in the morning rather than the afternoon or evening. And that combined with getting morning sunlight, and that combined with blocking blue light with a pair of blue light blocking glasses, and ensuring that you don't eat within the last 3 hours before you go to sleep, should ensure that you sleep the way that nature always intended you to sleep.
Mr. Swanwick, really appreciate what you do and for joining us here today. Where can listeners get further details on Swanwick Sleep and any other information that's pertinent to the conversation?
Yes, so the blue light blocking glasses comes in all shapes and sizes for kids, for adults, for prescription glasses wearers. You can go to swanwicksleep.com, or you can just type in Swanwick Sleep on Amazon, and our glasses are there on Amazon as well. The alcohol-free lifestyle helps high achievers, including entrepreneurs and executives, to get lifelong power over drinking. I have a podcast called the Alcohol-Free Lifestyle Podcast in Apple Podcasts and Spotify, or you can go to alcoholfreelifestyle.com.
And of course, we'll include those links within the show notes of this broadcast as well. Mr. Swanwick, all the best. Thanks so much for joining us here today on Enterprise Fit Radio.
You're welcome, and thanks for having me, Eric.
And you're more than welcome. It certainly was our pleasure. Again, we've been speaking with Mr. James Swanwick, the founder of Swanwick Sleep, which produces blue light blocking glasses called Swannies. He's also the founder of the Alcohol-Free Lifestyle. And once again, for all the details, visit swanwicksleep.com or alcoholfreelifestyle.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Fit Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune into our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Fit Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.